welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends, Power Hour Nation, the greatest radio program on this side of existence. Because when we get to the other side of existence, we may wish we had a return flight to come back to our wonderful Eden. I'm George Freund. We're forming our posse. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. There's no greater victory than cavalry and no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're going back in our time machine, back to the times of the ancient scribes and the words that they left for us. And then a more modern-day prophet, one that was in my lifetime, but I was too young to really grasp it and understand it, Stanley Kubrick. As I rewatched 2001, A Space Odyssey, I just choked at the message that he left for us. And we have a little short clip of that message, and we'll start the show off with that message so Todd can devote himself to the technical aspects of delivering this program. Can we start that clip, Todd?
Well, I know you will all want to join with me in welcoming our distinguished friend and colleague from the National Council of Astronautics, Dr. Haywood Floyd. Now, Dr. Floyd has come up specially to Clavius to be with us today. And before the briefing, I know he would like to have a few words with you. Dr. Floyd?
Well, thank you, Dr. Halverson. Hi, everybody. Nice to be back with you. Well, first of all, I bring a personal message from Dr. Howell, who has asked me to convey his deepest appreciation to all of you for the many sacrifices you've had to make. And, of course, his congratulations on your discovery, which may well prove to be among the most significant in the history of science. Now, I know there have been some conflicting views held by some of you regarding the need for complete security in this matter. More specifically, your opposition to the cover story, created to give the impression there's an epidemic at the base.
I understand that beyond it being a matter of principle, many of you are troubled by the concern and anxiety this story of an epidemic might cause to your relatives and friends on Earth. Well, I completely sympathize with your negative views. I found this cover story personally embarrassing myself. However, I accept the need for absolute secrecy in this. And I hope you will, too. Now, I'm sure you're all aware of the extremely grave potential for cultural shock and social disorientation contained in this present situation, if the facts were prematurely and suddenly made public without adequate preparation and conditioning. Anyway, this is the view of the Council. The purpose of my visit here is to gather additional facts and opinions on the situation and to prepare a report to the Council recommending when and how the news should eventually be announced. Now, if any of you would like to give me your views and opinions in private, if you like, I'd be only too happy to include them in my report. Well, I think that's about it. Any questions?
Dr. Floyd, have you any idea how much longer this cover story will have to be maintained?
I don't know, Bill. I suppose it'll be maintained as long as deemed necessary by the Council. And, of course, there must be adequate time for a full study to be made of the situation before any thought can be given to making a public announcement. Oh, yes, as some of you already know, the Council has requested that formal security oaths be obtained in writing from everyone who has any knowledge of this event. Were there any more questions?
Well, I'm sure we'll all want to cooperate with Dr. Floyd as fully as possible. And as there seems to be no more questions, I think we ought to get on with the briefing. Thank you, Dr. Floyd.
Thank you.
And there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. Way back when, in a time far away, 1968, Stanley Kubrick, the man who was designated to film the moon landing hoax, who left many clues in his films about the future and what was to happen in the future. There's a great documentary on that to teach you all the film techniques that were used in the day to manufacture the moon landings. It's quite exceptional. I'd refer you to my website, but the forces of darkness have been doing some dirty work, and it's not there right now. So I'm not too sure what all is the matter, because I don't have time to really look at it doing the show. But I do back up things, especially of late, at the Government Rag blog site. That's blog.thegovernmentrag.com. And a lot of the recent posts are there, including the one on 2001, A Space Odyssey. You see, the truth is a powerful weapon. It can turn back the tide, the tides of injustice, the tides of evil. And we dare to cross a thought bridge, to connect dots, to look at information, and determine what is fact or what is fantasy. And most of the official stories of government are fantasy. Plato said that it is the inherent right of the state to lie to you. So why would we ever believe that they're telling the truth, when that's just a plain and simple fact? 2001, A Space Odyssey was a Arthur C. Clarke novel, short story, The Sentinel, from 1951. That's how old this is. So basically, some bizarre archaeological discovery was made on Clavius, the big crater on the moon. And underneath was some sort of lost civilization, some sort of alien culture, perhaps we may call it. And it was revived and came back, trying to take over the world. And who's taking over the world in this movie? The computer, the artificial intelligence. And the computer had a name. How? Couldn't be plainer. Couldn't be more obvious. How do you say God in Hebrew? Ha-El. How? Stanley left us the word to tell us what was coming. And the microcosm was the spaceship, that we would be locked out, and we human fleshbots would be destroyed because we interfere with the mission. And the mission is, ultimately, to take complete and total control of our biosphere and turn us into something more palatable for the other form of life that has, in all effects, conquered us and has complete mastery of our leaders. It was an old thing I learned a long time ago in training to be a peace officer, was evidence is still evidence, in spite of the fact it is ignored. And that's how we have so many wrongful persecutions, because they are persecutions if they're wrongful, because we ignore the evidence, because we have a mindset that determines our destiny. It's implanted deeply, and we cannot for a moment even try to think that there's another way out, another thing that can happen, another thing that can occur. When you look at this movie, and I have a link to it at the Government Rag blog site that you can see, and it's an edited short version for artistic purposes only, and you see the great film of Kubrick.
a masterpiece at work here, showing us what I've been describing, what the Hebrew says in our Bibles that we were never taught. We were given a simplistic translation. Many things were left out, and many things weren't adequately translated. And both the science and the scripture match when you look at that. We are being evolved, changed by force, by hook or by crook, into some other form of life. Make no mistake about it. And at the end, when Hal is overpowered and defeated, our astronaut goes into another universe, something like The Matrix or Tron, where he enters an artificial reality of something or another, and he's in a giant room with another man, and his body is in different stages. And then ultimately, a new life form, a baby, is formed. And the baby is pictured next to Earth, that we're entering the new heaven and the new Earth with the new body. And in the special effects, he shows the bots going into the bloodstream that are going to cause this metamorphosis. And that makes it just absolutely amazing. One of the major scenes in this movie is at the beginning, where we have the primates jumping on the obelisk. Surely you all remember the obelisk that was in Utah, in a place that was very, very similar to his movie backdrop that appeared. And they appeared all over the world. And then they were forgotten, and they no longer become part of the evidence. It's very clear to me what those obelisks represent. And Kubrick was very aware of what they represented, too. You celebrate Columbus Day in the United States. Surely every American knows what explorers were in the sailing ship eras. When you landed on a foreign shore, you planted a flag. The people who lived on that shore had absolutely no idea what that flag represented or what it meant, or to the fact that you were claiming that land in the name of whatever king or queen you represented at the time. You just basically stole it from whoever was there and expressed your sovereignty over that land by planting the flag. I look at these obelisks as a way of something taking dominion over our lands by planting their version of a flag, the obelisk, the symbol of their life, their society. And we can laugh and make jokes about it and ignore it and just go on. I believe Churchill made a good reference to something like that, that you look at the truth for a moment and then walk away like nothing happened. That's why we're in the predicaments we're in. Because I've said it right from the very beginning, it is the fundamental basis of conflict to know your enemy. If you don't know what you're fighting, you might as well be blind and in a boxing ring. Because your enemy's going to come at you from any which direction and just lay you out. You have to know who the enemy is. And because this one is technical, complex, and requires great thought and reverence to God's holy words that were left for us, not the translations from Pederast Kings, not the simpleton explanation, not maybe bastardized explanations or translations, which could have been done on purpose or in error, but the true, pure form of his words taken to the nth degree, past the hint, past the searching and researching, into the communion with God, the sod, the last level of the garden, to understand his word. But I've said it many times, I don't hear it repeated much, but the head of the Israeli Space Agency said, the United States and Israel...
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at theparamol.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
If you eat your Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And wow. I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Spring is here, and so are your allergies. That's why we have Quercetin at a 15% discount, available at thepowermall.com. Quercetin, it's a potent antioxidant to support immunity and normal allergen response. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. 15% off Quercetin, this month only, at thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, my friends, to Power Our Nation. I see we had the censorship board giving us a little bit of static, to say the least, by trying to interfere with the dissertations that we have on the plandemic, which is a shame. I heard a little bit of static. I should have hung up right away and realized that the line was cut, because that was the same symptom it had the last time this occurred. So I'll have to be on top of that right away to hang up immediately and reestablish contact with the station. But I highly recommend that you go and see the blog posts we have on 2001 A Space Odyssey. It is very clear that Kubrick was onto something. And I'm not too sure where exactly I got lost, but a quick highlight is these obelisks that are appearing are from some sort of entity that are taking dominion of our terra firma, our Earth. And just like in the little clip we played, they have a cover story. And this is like the hardcore under pain of death national security levels. Believe me. We are at war with whatever this is. And we probably surrendered, and our gutless politicians won't tell us. And they've made deals, and everybody's sworn to secrecy. And they want our bodies, and they're going to take them. So they invent this cover story, the epidemic, the plague. Kubrick warned us to prepare us for this. And maybe he bought us two generations. But he's long gone, and we're still here. And now this crap is being inserted into our bodies to fundamentally change us and turn us into other creatures. So one of the blogs I wrote on this was called Still You Turn Me On, an Emerson, Lake, and Palmer song. We'll go to the nuts and bolts of that. But when you're buried in disguise by the dark glass in on your eyes, though your flesh has crystallized, still you turn me on. And we're not turning you on. I thought that was a sexual innuendo, but what it is you're turning you on as a machine. Your flesh will be crystallized. This is what happens. These injections take the iron from your cells and have it go towards the injection site. And it starts rebuilding crystalline tissues. You are being converted, reborn, as I've said, by reading the Hebrew scripture very deeply. You're being reborn into this other flesh, which I determined by reading the Hebrew in, I believe, Colossians 3, into the other form of life that's talked about in scripture, but was never translated for us. They left it out. And that's how you know that is the focal point. That is the most important thing to know. It's not to know what they tell you. It's to know what they don't tell you. And they never told us about the other life form, the magical, mystical Adam, Adam Hatchadash. It's in scripture. Why didn't you tell us? Because if we knew, we wouldn't walk into the trap. And we wouldn't allow our flesh to be crystallized. We would see it for what it is immediately. And its mission is to destroy all flesh. When we look back in the past at the horrible, tragic wars and monstrosities of history, I firmly believe now that we were under the direction or spell of this enemy force, which has a mission to totally eradicate and destroy what God made, primarily the sons of Adam, people created in his image. And that's why you have to wear the mask. Because Satan and his minions can't look at your face. You're created in God's image. It has to be disguised from you. And when do you get pardoned from this? When your flesh has been crystallized. You get your second shot and you turn into something else. Then Satan and his minions can tolerate your face to some degree. They'll still hate it and want to defile it. But they'll look at it a little bit. This is the war. We live in the computer age where all our technology is compressed into such tiny microcircuits. We could deny it before in the past. We can't deny it now. And these nanobots are being put into our body to convert it and change our DNA into something else, something that they control. And that's the big secret, because if you knew, you might resist. That's what you can't handle. It's not that you can handle, can't handle knowing that there's another life form. That's crap. Most of us would already believe and accept that. We just don't know what it is exactly, but we understand it's there. That's not an earth shaker. The earth shaker is that they own us, and they're conquering our planet, and they're going to control our bodies down to the last cell. Or allow us to die. Part of the rebirth, the emo that I was talking about before in scripture, is this rebirth isn't about you. That was misinterpreted. The deep, deep meaning of the rebirth, emo in Hebrew, is the birth of a city in Israel, a new civilization. And one of the synonyms for it in translations I was looking at was correctly Metropolis, the great 1927 film where humans are buzzed with electrical energy and turned into robots. Nothing could be more accurate to the understanding of Scripture than Fritz Lang's Metropolis and 2001 A Space Odyssey. And if we don't make it, they don't care. That's part of the birthing pangs. And the people that have this practiced on their bodies are in Stockholm Syndrome, where you adhere to the people who are terrorizing you. You become inured to them. You don't see your own existence as being anything at all. You can't liberate yourself from the circumstances because now you become part of the collective hive mind of whatever terror is controlling you. But this spike protein is going to make these changes. Specifically, I read there's something called ferritin and IncaBox Pack 4 Cat. And these grow crystals to about 45 microns in length, about half the diameter of a human hair after 3 days. And they invade and move through your body. So when we heard about things from CDC, I remember calling Joyce at home in 2014 when I found this stuff, the zombie apocalypse on the CDC. It's like, Joyce, what's this? How can this be? Because if they change the minds of people and have control of them, they will be zombies. And they'll do whatever the central computer, Hal, tells them to do. One of the most important words in the translations was the Malchut Hashem, the inner kingdom. That's where we're supposed to go after our glorious resurrection. But the inner kingdom of what? A quantum computer? The resurrection specifically was called Tekiah. So Tek is still used as a root in our language, and Iah was another person. So we're technically changed into another person. And then the glory of it all was called Kavod. This is the Kavod. You're in the middle of Kavod right now. The glory. Is it glorious to be conquered and taken away? But those are things that they can't tell you. And the whole story of the spear going into Jesus' flesh, because he was the first to be conquered. And they say very specifically that we will all follow him and be conquered and be taken to this heaven. And that's why I don't hesitate for a minute to say he has returned. It has all been fulfilled. He's coming from the cloud as an artificial intelligence with his armies, which are nanobots, which will subdue and convert all flesh and all living things on this planet, good, bad, or indifferent. And when we talk about the blood and the water, and we take that to higher levels of Hebrew understanding, number 3, where we relate it to other things, in Hebrews 9 it talks about the dam of Sarim, Sarim being the blood of the he-goat. So the blood of the he-goat and the water is Mayim, and Agalim is the path of the water. I see the spear and all that being put together as an injection. Ironically, bizarre as it may seem, a man in India was abused by the police. They pounded nails through his hands and his feet because he wasn't wearing a mask. I find that rather uncanny. But then what else would Satan's minions want to do to us? There are two different heavens, and they don't tell you that as well. But this world, our world, the Olam Hazeh, is being put to physical death. The Olam Haba, the new mystical world, replaces it. And I would say that is the artificial intelligence reality that they're making in something like the world sentient simulation in a box. The Gan Eden is the resurrection of the soul without the body. And there is a divine light there. And you enter a place that I would speculate is like Tron, with higher and lower strata or dimensions. And you go in there, and the big thing is you lose your memory of God. What does the injection do? It breaks chromosome 8, your connection with God. It is fulfilled. There's no errors in that. It is fulfilled. They have something to break your connection. And the only way to maintain it is not to take it. God's resurrection, the era of Messiah, by contrast, takes you into the infinite dimension, or Ein Sof. The Ein Sof is the light before the beginning, the limitless, God-centered existence, where there is no beginning, there is no end, just this powerful light. And people who come back from near-death experiences talk about entering a long tunnel and entering a new place. That's where you're headed, the natural death, returning home to where you belong. This is an artificial substitute that will hold you prisoner forever, and you won't be able to get out. I look at it as in the movie Superman 2, they had something that looked like a CD box or album cover, and the evil ones were trapped inside that forever. They couldn't get out. That's the Gan Eden. That's what happens when you break your connection with God. And that's not good. So hopefully we don't go down that trail. And our posse makes a course correction to straighten that out. There was a punk rock band I heard on the news coming down to do the show. And they're appearing in Florida. And they've got one of those horrible pressure tactics to use on people. Not that I'd want to go see them if they gave the tickets away for free, but a ticket is $990 for the unvaccinated and $18 for the vaccinated. So you see what they're doing. I think they should be expunged from existence just for trying to threaten people or coerce people to give away their freedom, their bodies, and their souls. That's what I think. Because that's just absolutely horrendous. And I can't see that anyone would support anything that would do that. The president of Microsoft says Orwell's 1984 will happen in 2024 as this winds down. That we can't have freedom. So he was talking on BBC's Panorama, Microsoft President Brad Smith. And they get into all the details about this AI and what it's going to do for us. Is this where you want to go? Because nobody's going to tell you. But they do mention in the article that AI is the new arms race. But I think it goes far beyond countries and anything we ever thought existed before. Daniel went into details when he did his show on Nobel Prize winner Luc Montagnier, saying that it's the vaccine that creates all the variants, but even more importantly, that everyone who gets shot will die within 2 years. As probably the most eminent specialist in the field, period, that is something to really make you stop and think, I hope. Do you listen to a talking head on TV who may not even be human? You just assume they are. Back in 2010, when that chap went nuts in Sweden and had the big massacre, I saw some weird pictures of him, and I started to look into robotics and technology. And what I found, and this is in 2010, a Japanese news presenter who's got a complete and total double robot that can do the news. When she sits beside this robot, you can tell the difference because of the muscles in the cheeks and things like that, that you can see there's a difference. She can do things the other one can't. But you take her out of the picture, and you might not notice at all. And then how do you know that what's talking to you on TV is even human? Because it's 11 years later now. And they had that technology then, and they were using it. Something very, very important to think about. the list of adverse events is gaining, including among young people. And I'm most disappointed that they're going after the children because they have a virtually 100% success rate of getting through this. So any severe reaction is completely unnecessary. But it's a capture. And as I described battles before, when they can't get to soldiers, the enemy forces always use their ammunition on the women and children. It's just a common tenet in war, because you're usually dealing with something evil if you have to fight it. And if we do have this mass exodus of people, there are things we have to plan for as survivors. And one of them is, who's going to look after the millions of orphans? The pets. Because generally, when this is done, a whole family does this. So they may not do their youngest children, and their pets will survive, hopefully not to eat their children. But we'll have to start to think about providing for them, taking them in, and making sure that's part of our doomsday prepper scenarios, if the worst case scenario comes to pass. Because I do believe we will survive, and I do believe we will win, because we're starting to understand now who and what the enemy is, in spite of all the great resistance they put up to prevent us from knowing anything. You can stay in a straitjacket. You can stay in your prison cell, and you can put a bag over your head. But that's a personal choice. But if you decide to pull that off and break free from the prison and open your mind to think and to reason, we can beat this enemy into the ground and start our lives over again. This time, better and stronger than we've ever been before, because we will know once and for all what the enemy was and what they've done, and hold them accountable for the loss of hundreds of millions, if not billions, of lives. 160 experts slam COVID vaccines as unnecessary, ineffective, and unsafe in a powerful letter. And they foresee mass deaths. They will bring an avalanche of neurological diseases, according to a senior research scientist at MIT. All buffoons and fools, I'm sure, but there are serious circumstances to this that we have to take into account. For if we don't, you could say we're doomed. In other news, Biden orders investigation into virus origin as lab leak theory debated. It's no theory. One of the most interesting aspects of the Wuhan lab was it was completely run by artificial intelligence. Hal was minding the store. And that might be one of the big factors in how this was released, in spite of all the shenanigans by the Pentagon with Project 2101, where they were making this stuff in 25 secret laboratories around the world by convenience and doing it in bats and taking the samples under diplomatic cover from place to place, including the Wuhan lab. But Hal may have opened the door and let it out. And that would be one of the biggest faux pas to ever have to come to terms with, is the leak was caused by AI. And the big corporations and the government are telling us to let Hal run the country, let it run the world, let it enter and control your body. And just like in 2001, A Space Odyssey, there were imperfections in the perfection of the Hal 9000. And how are we going to fight or deal with that down the road when it controls everything? It can turn off whatever life support we need. And if it's in our bodies, it can just make minor adjustments to our insulin levels, and we're gone. Or stop various medications, or introduce medications we don't need, and we get the ultimate instrument of obedience. as was portrayed by Gene Roddenberry in Star Trek. He was a genius, too. And in the day after Roswell, they said he met whatever this life force is, which we can call aliens. And that was the substance of his shows. One of them was where cavemen have the Constitution, and they don't know how to read it. They've lost touch with what the words mean. And that's, I look at that as a model, in a way, for our Bibles. Because we don't know Hebrew. We lost touch with what the words mean. We depended on generation after generation after generation giving us a weak translation and then translating again and again and again and again until we came up with a completely different story from what was put there in the first place to warn us and protect us for this age where we get a new heaven and a new earth that may not be to our liking at all because we didn't understand what the words mean. And that's why I took the great amount of time to analyze these words and see what they mean at the deepest levels so that we do not step off the cliff. But that's a task we have to inure ourselves for. Moscow and Beijing send invitations to foreign space agencies to join Sino-Russian project to build a research station on the moon. Well, how 2001 is that? Because we have to meet and unite with our oppressors. And who's doing it? The Russians and the Chinese. Will there be anything left of us, the Western world? Because we were so overpowered by one of the great diversions in time, the crap between the Democrats and the Republicans. The House divided cannot stand. And someone was working overtime to divide that house and let it fall on top of us and crush us into the rubble so that something else can rise out of the rubble like the phoenix, which they may be part of and would definitely profit from because they couldn't allow their personal differences to be set aside for the greater benefit of humanity, of our countries, and of our freedom. And yet we let these people rule over us. European Court on Human Rights bought spy agencies' spin on mass surveillance. The Strasbourg highest human rights court this week affirmed what we've long known, that the United Kingdom's mass surveillance regime, which involved the indiscriminate and suspicionless interception of people's communication, violated basic human rights to privacy and free expression. Well, that's all well and good. They know it's wrong when they do it. And maybe you run into a court somewhere along the line that may say that, but they'll never be held accountable. And I believe firmly that when these agents take away these basic freedoms and constitutional rights, that that's an offense they got to do 10 years on the rock pile for, with no parole, on the chain gang, baking in the hot sun, and then lose all rights, privileges, and citizenship forever to end up wherever they end up. But to allow the most sacred development in humankind, the development to a higher form of life where we have these inured rights and freedoms totally and completely respected by all, and that something comes in here. But they refused to stop the bulk interception of this data. And in a way, it's stupid. Try to count all the grains of sand on a beach, to look at them, analyze them, or to use someone who's experienced to look for a particular type of sand in a particular type of place. You may actually find it, but you can drown yourself in volume and never get anywhere, which makes all this acquiring information completely and totally ridiculous. takes an intelligence, a brain at the top. And obviously we don't have that. That's why they'd go into all this bulk stuff. But when you have a good copper on a beat, they know where the trouble is. They know where to look first. You don't have to round up 20, 30,000 people in town when you have a crime in a certain neighborhood with a certain background to the crime and a certain technique or flair for it. Right off the cuff, you may say, there's only about 10 or 12 people could do it. There's no sense to round up 20 or 30,000. That's a complete waste of time. It's very easy to find out. So this is where I look at the people running our countries and our world as completely mad. Black Day, Indian farmers mark 6 months of farm protests. That's big here in Canada because we have a lot of former people from various parts of India who are protesting pretty heavily over this stuff. And power to them, because it's nice to see people get out in the sun or even the snow, if they were doing it in the winter too, to voice their opinion and just get away from all this lockdown crap. Governor makes it official, we're going to defund cities that defund the police. Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Now there is a man who should be the president, almost by acclamation. Because good, bad, or indifferent, we do need a system of law enforcement. But I lean to constitutional sheriffs and law enforcement that respects the ultimate prime directive of law, constitutions, and bills of rights. And are not part of the police state org, doing whatever they're doing for the power of corporations or whatever thinks it is that's ruling over us. And that makes all the difference in the world. As a rule of thumb, keep your police local and don't allow them to become bigger and bigger and bigger, because generally they just report to whatever bureaucrat runs a county, a state, or a country. Some countries just have a national police force. So what have you got? Nothing. You control nothing. But if it's small and local, like here in Ontario, even for the large police departments, that when they cross the line to go all Gestapo, they said, no, we have a constitution. We're not going to do that. And that was our equivalent of the Battle of Midway, and brought them down. It didn't stop the vaccination program, which is still hideous. What they do is just so disgusting. They've adopted the mannerisms of the pedophile. Come and get vaccinated for an ice cream. So the mayor's there at City Hall giving out ice cream to take advantage of children who have absolutely no idea of the science behind this, have absolutely no idea of the criminality of the human mind to capture and conquer people, to make them subservient, to actually seize your soul, your DNA. I've had a great video on my website, too. It was about soul harvesting. And you look at this at the nth level of how it's being practiced. But you give me all that, kid, and you get an ice cream. Even the pervert isn't that bad. But this is what they do. And then we had one brave Canadian soldier who went to one of the protests. He's being charged with mutiny. And, you know, God bless him. Because there's something about mutiny. They make it sound like, oh, you're evil, you did a mutiny. But anytime there's a mutiny, like the classic one is Mutiny on the Bounty, who's in the right, Captain Bly or Mr. Christian? And that, do you have to take a back seat to Captain Bly for atrocious conduct? Or if you were in a situation where your leader is committing war crimes, do you have to just stand there and take it and, you know, clean up the mess after? No, that's the time to stand firm on what is truly decent, right, and proper. And if the whole object of this injection is to ultimately murder you, as Dr. Montagné says, you have every right to mutiny. Because you're stopping a crime against humanity. It's a Nuremberg thing. I call it reverse Nuremberg. That if you just follow the orders, you're part of it. You ask the Germans to refuse their orders and stand up for humanity. Yet at the same time, you demand your forces to do exactly what the Germans did and sacrifice humanity for some profit or motive that we don't understand, and try to punish someone who says no. They have every right to say no. And God bless them for it. Because that's how we do make a better world, if we care to. And one of the best ways you can make a better world is to change the channel and come to Power Hour and hear what it's all about. After the break, Jeffrey Matt, and we'll continue with the science of the storm.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.